salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time, people. Amen. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, getting us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night, just constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God. His word is only begotten and died for our sins. Countless of things the Most High has done for us and continues to keep doing for us. Amen. Because he keeps his promises. He protects his people. His mercy endures forever. Amen. His grace is sufficient for thee. So always give him all the glory, praise, honor every day, every night. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening. Supporting means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. So let's always stay together, man. Let's have that unity, harmony, peace, love. Let's pray for each other, comfort each other, support each other, intercede for each other always, and know that you are not alone, okay? Your brothers and sisters in the faith out there are going through it just like you are, amen? So we are all here waiting for the Messiah's return and working towards that as well, amen? Most definitely, y'all. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all ends of the earth, the remnants of Israel. Much love to all of you Israelite brothers, Israelite sisters. Much love to the church. Much love to the brave, courageous martyrs out there. And much love to all the great tribulation saints, the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Much love to all you converts, man. Much love to everybody who just gave life to the Messiah. God bless you as well, man. Welcome. And, you know, just praise the Lord, you know. It's a lot going on in the world and a lot probably going on in your personal life. But we just stay thankful through it all. And we trust in the Lord through every step of the way. Amen. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faiths, all kindreds, all over the world. Much love to everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let's get together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise, and play an instrument. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Rejoice, always rejoice. Worship in spirit of truth, and always serve him with gladness and joy, people. Most definitely, y'all. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father in a twinkling of an eye. So let us be ready for the Messiah. Let us be washed up by the water through the word. Washed up by the water by the word. Let us keep our lamps, keep our oils, keep the commandments, keep doing the gospel, keep being doers of the word. Keep doing Father's will, Father's business. Keep service to people with the word of the Most High and being sent out by the Spirit. Amen. Let us be constantly staying on point and taking it one at a time. All right. So we got to really take advantage of the time we have right now. Okay. So much love to all of you out there, people. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more in dreams, visions, and encounters, okay? Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. And anything the Most High has told you personally, according to your life, your purpose, your calling, your gifts, your future, your situation, trust the process through it all. Trust in him. Keep that faith. And always do your part, people. Stay obedient. Stay holy. Stay blameless. Stay upright, vigilant, sober, alert, strong, all of that, y'all. And handle your assignment, all right? Do your part. The Most High is going to always go above and beyond for us because that's who he is. He is faithful even when we're not faithful. Even when we're not our best, he is still looking out and doing his part always because that's who he is. So let us do our part. Let's have discipline. Let's have accountability. Let's be more practical, have more structure, and be more reasonable and wise in these times that we're in. Amen. Praise the Most High forevermore, people. Glad you all are listening. I appreciate all of you. Hope that y'all staying strong and, you know, just being solid, man. You know, world is moving in a fast direction, so we got to calm down a bit, amen, and just keep on walking by faith, because the just shall live by faith and not by sight. And we walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith, amen. So today's message, we are going to do today's Bible reading. We will go through recommended reading scriptures, and we will go through this commentary. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out giving all the praise, honor, glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So today's Bible reading is the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20 in its entirety. Okay. The book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Here we go. All right. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Jehoshaphat defeats Moab and Ammon. After this, the Moabites and Ammonites, with some of the Meunites, came to make war on Jehoshaphat. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar, that is En-Gedi. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in the front of the new courtyard and said, "O Lord God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. O our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. But now here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. All the men of Judah, with their wives and children and the little ones, stood there before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the vast army, because it is vast army, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down and worshiped before the Lord. Then some Levites from the Kohathites and Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they began to sing in praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The men of Ammon and Moab rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped, so Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing, and also articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Barakah, where they praised the Lord. This is why it is called the Valley of Barakah to this day. Then, led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lutes and trumpets. The fear of God came upon all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel, and the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. The end of Jehoshaphat's reign. So Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he became king of Judah, and he reigned in Jerusalem 25 years. His mother's name was Azubah, daughter of Shilhi. He walked in the ways of his father Asa, and did not stray away from them. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. The high places, however, were not removed, and the people still had not set their hearts on the God of their fathers. The other events of Jehoshaphat's reign, from beginning to end, are written in the books of Jehu, son of Hanani, which are recorded in the book of the kings of Israel. Later, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, made an alliance with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who was guilty of wickedness. He agreed with him to construct a fleet of trading ships. After these were built at Ezion Geber, Elizur, son of Dodavahu of Merishah, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, "Because you have made an alliance with Ahaziah, the Lord will destroy what you have made." The ships were wrecked and were not able to set sail to trade. Amen. So that is the reading for today. Second Chronicles chapter 20 in its whole entirety. Okay, so very interesting read overall. You see Israel's being confronted by all the armies of Moab and Ammon and the Mount Seir, and they're feeling overwhelmed, and they feel obviously outnumbered and all those different things. But, you know, what came into factor was the prayer, the fasting, the singing and praising, you know, sticking to obedience and the Most High and trusting in him is what won their battle. All right, so we see here how the Lord was just constantly looking out for them, how the Lord told them how the battle is his, not ours. Okay. A lot of times in life, we always think we could do everything on our own flesh, out of our own will and pride, but the Father's outstretched arm is the one who does it for us from day one. Amen. He's going to keep doing it because that's how he operates. Amen. So we always trust in the Most High, that outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, that's always in our lives, everywhere, in every aspect of our lives, people. So we trust in him through it all, no matter how crazy it looks, you know. And a lot of people's situations in life look crazy right now. A lot of people deal with all types of different trouble that they can't even explain. But the Father already figured it out. He already got it worked out. Amen. You trying to figure it out, he already worked it out. So we touch and agree, and we know that the Most High is constantly, constantly doing it for people all over the world, man. He really is. So we always got to trust in him. We should not worry. We should not fret. We should not have anxiety, overthink anything in this. Okay, so faith and trust on this side, all right? And we also see how in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, how the fasting and prayer led to their victory, but also Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and praise him for his splendor of his holiness. And once they sang, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever, the Most High set ambushes against the enemy. So we see here how singing and praising is a way of defeating our enemies, okay? A lot of people deal with the spirit of heaviness, and they don't realize how the power of praising, the power of singing, the power of rejoicing, you know? Singing is very important, singing to the Lord. It's not about a high note or nothing like that. It's just constantly crying out to him, express your love for him in a musical way, you know, pouring out your heart through him to him in a rhythm way, you know. So just singing to the Lord is a way of defeating your enemies, you know, because the battle is his, you know what I mean? In a lot of cases, everybody always thinks it's a carnal, prideful, vain thing of our battles, and it's really not, you know. The battle really does belong to the Lord. You know, we just have to be in alignment with his word and praise and worship and obedience, and everything follows suit. Amen. So that's very powerful how as soon as they started singing, the Most High started just slaying their enemies, started destroying their enemies. And it's like, man, we need to sing and praise more often, man. We really need to. Straight up. We're not doing it for validation or trying to please people. We're doing this for the Most High in our daily battles. Amen. And also for brothers and sisters out there who are going through their battles. Okay. So we got to intercede for each other. We got to praise each other. We got to sing for each other and all that. And we sing it to the Lord. All right. So you see how all that played out and how they sang and worshiped and fasted and prayed and how to defeat the enemies. And then furthermore, it goes into discussing Jehoshaphat's reign and what have you. How he did a few flaws. He was a bit flawed because of how he linked up with Ahaziah, you know, how he broke bread with him, and that wasn't really good in his sight. So, you know, we got to always learn from these lessons to always follow the Most High wholeheartedly, because God sees everything that we're doing. Like, if we do a few good things and then still a few bad things, it doesn't balance out right. So we have to be, like, legit, pure, legit, on point through it all, you know, because some people follow God partially. They were supposed to follow him wholeheartedly. You know what I mean? Like, when you're following the Most High, it has to be 100%. You can't give 95% or 90%, 80%, 70% to give the other rest to other people. And that's what Jehoshaphat did when he broke bread with Ahaziah, who was an evil king. Just your associate, who you associate with, can mess up your relationship with God. This is a clear example of how when you associate with the wrong people, how much you can mess up your own blessings. You know what I'm saying? And we know how how bad company corrupts good character, you know. So it's very important on who we associate with, who we deal with, who we make alliances with, man. And the Bible is very important about, you know, being unequally yoked and all that. You know, Paul went on and talked about that. So we got to be around the right people, you know. And these times that we're in, you're better off just staying to yourself and clinging on to the Most High and then being around other righteous brothers and sisters. That's how it is, basically, because we got to be more set apart than ever. This is not the time to be entangled or caught up with the wrong people. This is way too risky, amen? So that's today's Bible reading, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, okay? Now, what I would love to do is read the recommended reading scriptures attached to this, okay? So the first recommended reading scripture is the book of Numbers, chapter 20, verses 14 through 21. All right, Edom denies Israel's passage. Moses sent messages from Kadesh to the king of Edom saying, "This is what your brother Israel says. You know about all the hardships that have come upon us. Our forefathers went down into Egypt and we lived there many years. The Egyptians mistreated us and our fathers. But when we cried out to the Lord, he heard our cry and sent an angel and brought us out of Egypt. Now we are here at Kadesh, a town on the edge of your territory. Please let us pass through your country. We will not go through any field or vineyard or drink water from any well. We will travel along the king's highway and not turn to the right or to the left until we have passed through your territory." But Edom answered, "You may not pass through here. If you try, we will march out and attack you with the sword." The Israelites replied, "We will go along the main road, and if we or our livestock drink any of your water, we will pay for it. We only want to pass through on foot, nothing else." Again, they answered, "You may not pass through." Then Edom came out against them with a large and powerful army. Since Edom refused to let them go through the territory, Israel turned away from them. Interesting read right there. It just shows how much when we are in the wrong side, the wrong territory, enemy's turf, get a little hostile and extra. You know, a lot of cases, basically, to this day, this is not our rest. So no matter what country in or what area we are at, we know us true Israelites, scattered all four corners of the earth, we are in environments that tend to be hostile by default. But we trust in the Lord through every environment, no matter what work environment we're in or what school we're in or city, a town, a county we in, we trust the Lord through it all. And we just got to understand that all the things that we deal with, y'all be thinking it's racism and sexism or this and that, whatever, man, it's spiritual reasons. You got to understand that. You got to see things in the spirit, okay? So we got to keep on the armor of God. It's bigger than just people being prejudiced or petty or hostile. It's bigger than that, okay? It's spiritual reasons, all right? So we worship the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The world is going to act the way they act towards us, all right? So you just got to understand that. The Messiah went through it, the disciples went through it, the apostles, all of that, okay? So that's the first recommendering scripture. The second recommendering scripture is the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 20 through 30. All right, so we'll go through this again, all right? Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets and you will be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The men of Ammon and Moab rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing, and also articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. On the fourth day, they assembled in the Valley of Berakah, where they praised the Lord. This is why it is called the Valley of Berakah to this day. Then, led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and flutes and trumpets. The fear of God came upon all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. Amen. Singing and praising, and the way we sing and praise the Most High be defeating our enemies while we're singing and praising. While we're worshiping the Most High in spirit and truth, our enemies are being crushed right now as we speak. We touch and agree, dog. Praise the Most High. Stop holding grudges, people. Let go of bitterness and forgiveness, because the Father's going to handle every person that went at you for the way they did. Y'all got to trust in the Lord through it all. You got to trust in the Lord with your battles and your wars and your enemies, okay? Y'all keep trying to take matters to your own hands. You got to remember that vengeance belongs to him. He will repay. He will recompense. He will recompense. Amen. Rejoice, family. Rejoice, people. Come on now. Rejoice. Sing praise. Rejoice, people. Come on, y'all. Praise the Most High. All right. So that's the second recommended reading scripture. All right. And just an interesting thing where it says it is called the Valley of Berakah to this day. So whenever you hear words like to this day or generation of generation or forever, when you hear things like that, I mean, especially to this day, there's so much historical things that happened throughout Israel, the real Israel that is still here to this day. You know, as the heaven and earth is still here, there's so much historical sites where so much things happen to our people and us. So, you know, it's very important for all of us to have a passport to travel the world and really see the things where things really took place. You know, it's very important to always, you know, go back to your roots and understand the history of who you are and where you're from and where things took place at. You know what I mean? Because we just walk around not really knowing ourselves, our history, and not knowing where things really took place at. Amen. So let's go seek the Lord about that. Let's quiet to the Lord about that and pray about it. Let us get a passport. Let the Lord bless us with our travels and our goings. Amen. Praise the Most High. All right. So that's the second recommended reading scripture. Now, the third recommended reading scripture I want to read is Psalm 83. In its whole entirety, verses 1 through 18, all right? Yes, correction, Psalm 83, verses 1 through 18. All right, Psalm 83, verses 1 through 18, all right? A psalm of Asaph. O God, do not keep silent. Be not quiet, O God, be not still. See how your enemies are astir, how your foes rear their heads. With cunning they conspire against your people. They plot against those you cherish. Come, they say, let us destroy them as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more. With one mind they plot together, they form an alliance against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites, Gabal, Ammon and the Amalekites, the Philistines, with the people of Tyre, even Assyria has joined them to lend strength to the descendants of Lot. Selah, do to them as you did to Midian, as you did to Sisera, and Jabin at the river Kushan, who perished at Endor and became like refuse on the ground. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, all their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, let us take possession of the pasture lands of God. Make them like tumbleweed, oh my God, like chaff before the wind. As fire consumes the forest, or a flame sets the mountains ablaze, so pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. Cover their faces with shame, so that men will seek your name, O Lord. May they ever be ashamed and dismayed, and may they perish in disgrace. Let them know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the Most High God of all the earth. Yes, Selah, amen. Psalm 83 right there. Hallelujah, praise the Most High, y'all. See how the Father gonna take care of our enemies, man. All these ops, the Moabites, the Ammonites, the Philistines, they ops, man. We gonna, man, the Father gonna handle them, amen. The Amalekites, yeah. Father gonna recompense all y'all nations. Mm-hmm. We are gonna, the Most High is purposely keeping us up to see all the prophecy be fulfilled, to constantly see our enemies go down the drain. Amen. So the Most High will recompense them, man. I'm telling y'all. The righteous will rejoice. Amen. We will rejoice. Everlasting joy. Amen. Most definitely. All right. So those are the recommended reading scriptures for today's Bible reading. Now we will get to the actual commentary itself. The title of this commentary is Trouble. Here we go. Trouble comes in threes, they say. But who's counting? You've probably noticed that acknowledging and investigating troubles seem to make them multiply. Consider your house, for example. The roof starts leaking, so you climb into the attic to check it out and discover several bad spots, a rotten rafter, mold, mildew, and often the repair bills mount from there. Obviously, ignoring problems also makes them multiply. Ignoring the leak today leads to the living room ceiling sitting in your lap tomorrow. So you face a dilemma. If your troubles multiply whether you examine or ignore them, what should you do? King Jehoshaphat found himself face to face with trouble. A huge army marched toward Jerusalem, and the scouting reports didn't hold out much hope. The problem on the horizon promised to be enormous by the time it reached the king. Alarmed, we read Jehoshaphat resolved into inquire of the Lord, verse 3. He looked through the trouble. Faced with an overwhelming situation, the king immediately turned to someone who is never overwhelmed. Amen. As we face trouble in our own lives, our prayer can be like Jehoshaphat's. Lord, I know you're in charge, so I choose to recognize this trouble as your problem, not just mine. I admit that I can't handle this situation, yet it needs to be resolved. What do you say, Lord? Notice how God responded to this prayer of faith. He answered, but he didn't promise to help Judah win the battle. Instead, he said he'd fight for his people. Could the king have anticipated this answer? There are times in our lives as well when God's good answers surprise us. But notice also that the king still had his marching orders. God told him not to be afraid twice, not to be discouraged twice, to march out to take positions and to go out and face the enemy. By the time the people had completed God's instructions, the battle was over. Amen. Again, we face a dilemma. We often find ourselves a little too close to our troubles, so close that we'd end up wallowing in them. Or we find ourselves trying to avoid troubles, giving them the opportunity to pull a surprise attack. But God calls us to trust him, to look through our troubles and toward him. Amen, people. Things to take away from the commentary. How do you usually respond when faced with trouble? What results have you seen when you surrendered your troubles to God? What problems are you facing right now that need the Jehoshaphat approach? Pray for God's guidance, intervention, and protection in the face of these situations, and watch and listen for his answers. Hallelujah, people. Every day we are inquiring of the Lord. Every day. Look, I don't care who you are, I don't care how old you are, I don't care how young you are. Let me tell you something. We all facing something that we may be too shameful, embarrassed to even discuss with others or what have you. But the Father sees all of our secret battles. He sees everything we're going through. Some of our tests are public tests, some of our tests are private. Either way, whatever you're going through, you inquire of the Lord about it. You go straight to him about it. If a mighty king of Israel, a prophet, a priest, a high priest, these super holy men, these high, strong men had to constantly seek the Lord, we definitely have to keep seeking the Lord. Amen. Because we in a really fallen generation. We in a very wicked time we in. And we really need to be seeking the Most High more than anything. All right. So we know that the Most High outstretched arm is going to handle our enemies and our problems big time. And we just got to follow instructions and stay obedient and following suit with the Most High, okay? So that is the commentary, amen? So there you have it. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Most definitely, He's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the true Creator, y'all. Most definitely, His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose 3 days later. He is risen. Most definitely, all of our sins, iniquities, transgressions, His blood cleaned it all up. Amen. He died for us, man. So praise the Messiah as well. Most definitely, He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Most High, the Advocate, the Almighty, true and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The Apostle of our profession, the Arm of the Lord, the Atoning Sacrifice for our sins, the Author and Finisher of our faith, the Author and Perfecter of our faith, the Author of life, the Author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the Beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisai, Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus, Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal. He is the King of Israel, amen. He is the King of Kings, hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna of the highest praise, Hosanna, Son of David, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the Lawgiver, the Leader, Commander, the Life, the Lie of the World, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Living One, the Living Stone. The Lord is holiness, the Lord our righteousness, most definitely. The Lord is my helper, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my buckler, the Lord is my supply, He is my res, He is my everything, y'all. He's just be looking out for us. He's our provider, y'all. Very extremely resourceful, abundantly, always providing, always looking out, most definitely. The sustainer, the sufficient one, hallelujah, praise the Most High forevermore, the good fortress, the high tower, all of that, y'all, most definitely. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahweh Yashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehoshua, Ahai Yeshaya, Adonai. Most definitely, y'all. He is a consuming fire. He is the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He's the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of Him. The government rests on His shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days to rest on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Most definitely. Call on Him and He'll show you great mighty things, y'all. Search and seek Him with your whole heart and you will find Him. He is a reward to those who seek Him diligently, y'all. So God, have faith, God trust Him, God believe in Him. It is impossible to please God without faith. So that faith got to be there. Mustard seed faith. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight, people. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We know for sure that the Father's right hand is going to constantly keep looking out for us. We know the Most High's outstretched arm is going to keep being in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God is going to be in our lives forever. The finger of God's going to be on our lives forever, y'all. Praise the Most High forevermore. He is excellent, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrected, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, the life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Adonai. Most definitely. We know that his word is purified silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is pure and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is definitely pure, definitely right. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So praise the Most High God forever. He is constantly looking out for us daily, nightly. We got to be more grateful and appreciative, people. Stop complaining, more praising, more singing and praising, more rejoicing. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. The joy of the Lord is your strength. In the midst of everything going on in your life, you got to remember that the Messiah came. He overcame this, okay? So we have to cheer up, all right? The world does give us trouble, but, you know, the Messiah said to count it all joy. He tells us to cheer up. Isaiah said everlasting joy. Paul said count it all joy. James said count it all joy. Joy, 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 people. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah said that, y'all. So always have that joy no matter what. Come on, y'all. Praise the Most High. In the midst of everything, you got to remember who the Messiah is and what he done did for us and how he did it for us. Amen. And how he showed us the way and how to do it. Okay. So we could persevere through anything. We could get through all things through. We could do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Amen. We are more than conquerors, people. Always remember that the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the name above all names. Okay. We know that every tongue shall confess who he is. Every knee will bow to him. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. He is the Lord of all. The abiding son, the abolisher of the enemy. Abundant grace, abundant life. Ancient of days. Adonai, advocate. Alifatau, Alpha and Omega. Altogether lovely. Amen. Anchor of souls. Angel of God. Angel of his presence. Angel of Jacob. Angel of the Lord. Anointed king. Anointed one. Anointed of the Holy Spirit. Anointed preacher. Anointed witness. Anointed of my head. Another king. Another priest. Anthem of a new song. Apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption, arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, astonished one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, author of the book of life, availing shield and buckler, baby of Bethlehem, baby and child of promise, balm of Gilead, banner of Israel, banner of love, baptizer, bearer of the seven stars, beautiful and glorious branch, beauty of holiness, beauty of the Lord, beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, beloved white and ruddy one, beloved of the Father, beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blessed of the children, branch, branch of righteousness, bread, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, bridegroom, bridegroom, lamb, bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's hosts, captain of the Lord's hosts, carpenter, carpenter, Jesus, carpenter, son, chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the blessed, Christ the first fruits, cloud of the Lord, cluster of campfire, comfort of the mourners, comforter of Zion, compassionate shepherd, consuming fire, confidence, conquering lamb, consecrated son, consolation of Israel, complete controller of all, completer of the saints, contradiction of sinners, counsel of the Most High, covenant of the people, covenant of promise, convert from the storm, creator of Israel, creator of the new heavens and earth, creator of principalities and powers, creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of visible and invisible things, creator of the winds, crown of glory, crown of pure gold, darling, days man, day spring from on high, day star, defense, deliverer, deliverer to Zion, deliverer of my soul, designer of the universe, desire of all nations, desire of our soul, desire of the bride, desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women, despised and rejected one, despised of the people, dew of youth, dew unto Israel, diadem of beauty, disallowed stone, door of faith, door of the sheep, dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of God, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, our sure reward, excellency of God, excellent, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, faithful, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver. Faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, first love, excellence of God, foreordained eternally, forerunner, former of all things, former of Jacob and Israel, former of the light, fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publicans and sinners, fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gatherer of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, giver of the Holy Spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God with us, God is with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great king, great Lord, great one, great peace, great prophet, great Savior, great shepherd, great and amazing, excellent, awesome, wonderful God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, guide for us, hand of the Lord, hanged redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest over our profession, high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son Jesus Christ, his son our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable Lamb of glory, honored son, hope in the day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, Hosanna son of David, house of defense, humbler of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, I am that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, God is with us, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper and sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the crucified, Jesus the grace and truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, Jew, judge, judge among nations, judge of all the earth, judge of Israel, judge of quick and dead, judge of the fatherless, judge of widows, justified of the spirit, justifier of the circumcision, justifier of the seed of Israel, just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, kindler of Tophet, King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashem, Holy One, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes of Israel, the 144,000 Israelites, most definitely the first fruits of the Lamb, Praise the Most High, y'all. Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp of the feet, last Adam, leader and commander, life of man, lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted of my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long-suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord and God, Lord and Shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God, the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, Yahweh, Yahawashai, Ahayah Yeshiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, love of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path in the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, man of from heaven, marred one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah the Prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mind of the Lord, mine anointed, mine elect, mine holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness. God works in mysterious ways. His ways is higher than our ways. His thoughts is higher than our thoughts. Narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, one and only sacrifice, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, wonderful physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion in the land of living, portion of mine inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabboni, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the First Testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm. Refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, reject the stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and a life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, a very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous rock, righteous one, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of thine inheritance, Root of David, Rose of Sharon, Ruler of Israel, Ruler of the 24 Elders, Salvation of all nations, Salvation of God, Salvation of the daughters of Zion, Good Samaritan, Good Neighbor, Help the Samaritan Woman. Same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the lost, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham promise, seed of Adam humanity, seed of David kingship, seed of God deity, seed of Jacob nationality, seed of Judah tribe, seed of Shem race, seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new encounters, new song to sing, new praising, new rejoicing, new dancing, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, peace, comfort, love, stability, joy. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. The Most High is doing it for us, y'all. Gotta hang in there. Stay strong, people. Stay strong, people. More strength, renewed strength. Praise the Lord, y'all. Let us be, behold, the Lord's doing a new thing. The old things have passed away. The former things are done with. Your past is done. Behold, you are become a new creature in Christ. Be born again of spirit and water. Repent and get baptized. Touch your life over for the Most High. Have a new life, people. Holy Spirit baptism, water baptism. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. Make sure we store up our treasures in heaven, y'all. Store up your treasures in heaven, people. Praise that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise that your name is written and recorded in heaven. Prayers that you sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. Pray that you have the tree of life forever. Pray that you have everlasting joy. Pray that you have the crown of life, the crown of rejoicing, the crowns of heaven. Prayers that you have eternal life and 100-fold. Prayers that you have the many mansions the Messiah and the Father promised you. Prayers that you're in paradise with God forever. Prayers that when it's all said and done, the Messiah looks at you and tells you, well done, good and faithful servant. Hallelujah, amen. Praise the Most High forever, people. Make sure you embrace the new earth, the new heaven, the new Jerusalem. Stay faithful all the way to the end, people. He who endures to the end shall be saved. Do not renounce your faith. Don't let nobody take your crown. Always stay strong to the end, people. Stay strong to the end, people. We got to go through so much things prior to that, y'all. So got to hang in there, people. All right. More strength, more stability. Keep spreading the gospel. Keep living by the gospel. Keep the commandments. Keep the testimony of Jesus. Make sure we are doing what the Father called us to do. Let us stay in his will and his purpose forevermore. Let's be in that word and be doers of the word. And keep sharing the word to other people, all right? Let's keep doing that great commission, amen? Praise the Most High forevermore, man. Prayers up for all of you out there in whatever situation you're dealing with. Prayers for all social classes. Prayers for all people of all ages. Prayers for all peoples all over the world. Prayers up, man. Most definitely, the Most High is amazing, says, except for die for our sins, y'all. He is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, separate from sinners, the servant of rulers, servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of my hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, glory, shelter, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smitter of the nation, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkard, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, Son of the Highest, Son of the Living God, Son of Truth, Son over His house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principality, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob's day, stiller of the raging sea, stone cut without hands, stone of Israel, stone of stumbling, stone the builders rejected, stranger and alien, strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor. Stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sufficient one. Sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, Temple of the City, Tender Plant, Excellent, Amazing, Awesome, Wonderful, Amazing God, Excellence of the Kings, Testament of Prophecy, Testator, Testimony of the Scriptures, That Bread, That Eternal Life, That One from the Beginning, That Prophet, That Rock, The Creator, The Everlasting Arm, The Excellent Delight, The Glorious Honor of Thy Majesty, The Glory of Their Strength, The Grace of God, The Highest, The Just, The Justification of Life, The Justification of Many, The King, The Lord, My Hiding Place, The Lord, My Helper and Deliverer, The Love of God, The Man, The Manifest Life, The Mercy of the Most High, The Mighty of Jacob, The Rock of Our Salvation, The Savior, the Victory, the Savior of Upright Hearts, the Secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the Song of Moses, the Sower, the Straight Gate, Thine Holy One, Thresher of Wheat and Chaff, Throne of God's Holiness, Thou Christ, Tower of David, Tower and Fortress, Tower of Salvation, Trampler of the Young Lion and Dragon, Treader of the Angry Waves, Treader of the High Places, Treader of the Lion and Adur, Treader of the Winepress, Thy Glorious Name, Thy Kindness and Marvelous Comfort, Thy Staff and Comfort, Thy Praise, Treasure of Wisdom, Triad Stone, Triumph Christ, Triumph Overcomer, Triumph Lamb, True and Faithful Witness, True and Righteous Judge, True Bread from Heaven, True God and Eternal Life, True Light, True Vine, Truth, Uncorrupted and Glorified One, Uncomprehendable Light, Undefiled, Unknown God, Unspeakable Gift, Upholder of All Things, Upholding Right Hand, Valiant Right Hand, Veil to a New and Living Way, Very Beautiful King, Very Christ, Very Foundation of the Church, Very God of Peace. Very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, way, way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, weakness of God. Well-beloved of God, well-beloved Son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong Lamb, witness, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word, word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zealous one, hallelujah, amen. Praise the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forevermore. His only begotten Son died for our sins. Praise him. Praise the Most High, y'all. Hang in there, people. Stay strong, people. Stay strong. A lot going on, but one day at a time, y'all. I know 2024 just started, and this thing's already heating up for a lot of people. A lot of crazy stuff already happening for a lot of people out there, okay? So, got to calm down, getting the fasting and praying, getting that word, cool off a bit, and then get back out there, okay? A lot of people right now feeling overwhelmed at their little pit stop. They might not like where they at right now at their journey, but the Father going to get us back on track, amen? This narrow path, it ain't an easy one. That's why only a few going to find it, amen? So, we the ones on this narrow path, and we embracing this journey through the highs and lows, the twists and turns, the good, bad, and ugly, and we embrace all of it, amen, because the Father looks out through every situation, amen, so he keeps his promise, he protects his people, so always keep that in mind as you're going through your situations, okay? So that is the word for today, amen. So what I'd love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out, amen. So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. We touch and agree. I'm Jarvis Kingston. Love you all. Praying for you all. Peace. Yeah.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.